Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about self-knowledge. This is part three of a three-part series. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, this is part three of, or the third part of a three-part series. What is the most important part for our listeners and even me to understand?
Well, you is a different topic, but for our listeners, what I'd like to talk about is how everything in life is better with self-knowledge. Now, this seems, sometimes it almost seems too obvious. The problem is with our programming culture, self-knowledge is irrelevant. You know, if you're going to figure out what you're going to do for work, what you're going to major in college, what you're going to do after high school, it doesn't matter what it is. Self-knowledge is really important. Every single Hallmark love story... And I've seen a lot of them, so I can say this with some sort of credibility. The woman or the man has the perfect person right in front of them, and they don't see it. They don't get it. I mean, if...
So they, what you're saying is if I have self-knowledge and the perfect person for me as a mate is standing in front of me, I'm going to know it?
Yes.
Oh.
And it sounds so weird because if we had the self-knowledge that we'd like to bring people to,
mm-hmm.
the Hallmark Channel would be out of business, at least with that storyline. The love stories, they wouldn't be able to do them anymore. You know, it's like, because it wouldn't make any sense.
Because everybody could do them on their own.
Yes.
Okay.
I look back on, my choices, whether it was, people that I had, that I was just friends with, or people that, I've been married before, all those decisions were kind of dumb. They were really dumb. I mean, how could I have even thought of doing that, knowing what I know now?
Well, wait a minute. Let's take Jason's exes, okay? We're not going to...
This is a favorite subject, too.
Hey, I got to tell you, you stepped into this one. Let's take Jason's exes. And the bottom line is when I look at him, I see... that he was numb. He was trying to follow the rules. He was trying to do, quote, the right thing. He was trying to make the choices that he thought or that he was trained to believe that were in his best interest.
You know, when I was, when my first wife died when my daughter was seven, and all of a sudden I was in the Army, I became a single parent. I had all these decisions to make, and I had no idea. I had no idea. I had some
what
inklings.
To do.
Yeah, it was. And knowing what I know now, I would have had so many more options because the difference between then and now is self-knowledge that I've been able to gain from clearing the negative energy attached to my essence.
Love it.
And, we talk about, we're going to talk about this in the next segment, but oh my gosh, we don't realize that everything that we do in this culture is programming. So I want to talk about that just for a minute, because self-knowledge is really important, but you see how important it is when you understand that we're all programmed. Because when you, this programming makes self-knowledge irrelevant. We don't think about, you know, who is our, if we're a parent all of a sudden, we don't think about who is our child, what are they really like? And then let's help them be that. We think, what do we want them to be?
Right.
How do we want to program
them? That's exactly right.
And it's not helpful to them. And oh my gosh, there are so many, whether they're psycho killers, or they grow up to be psycho killers, or just really unhappy, suicidal.
Because, or just go through life numb.
Just go through life in a very mediocre way, mm-hmm. that is really not in alignment with who they are authentically.
I love that. So, you know, Jason, let's talk about how programming really hurts us.
Okay. Well,
and by the way, when you understand programming, everyone, you then start to understand why self-knowledge is so important.
You know, the cheating scandal, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about these are current events. And you may be listening to this, you know, a year later or whatever. This is, today it's live, but a year from now, it'll still be relevant. But there's a cheating scandal going on right now where it was determined that some celebrities and some other people, there was a large group of people had gotten together to get their kids.
Scam the system
into prestigious colleges. Mm-hmm. Now, the cheating scandal for college entrance is a symptom of the fact that we've lost our ability to see someone without looking at their spec sheet or resume. Similar way, the way you'd evaluate a machine. You know, when you go to buy a new computer, you look at the specifications. What it can do. Mm-hmm. So when you look at someone's resume, it's like a spec sheet. They've gone to this college, they've majored in this, they've gotten these grades, they've had these awards, blah, blah, blah. We've lost the ability, because of programming, to look into someone's heart, which you would have when you know yourself. You also have the ability then to see others much more clearly. But we've lost that ability, so we have to rely on the spec sheet. So the spec sheet, if you've gone to Harvard or Yale or an elite school, that specification sticks with you for the rest of your career. And as a result, you're given advantages in the workplace that other people who just may not have gone to as a prestigious school, although they could be of equal quality, equal talent, maybe the person who comes from a lesser school has more talent.
Right.
Because we've been programmed, it's harder to see.
Yes, exactly.
Let me give you another example, and this is much more horrific. You know, as we're talking today, we just learned of a gunman went into a mosque in New Zealand and killed 50 people with automatic weapons. And these crazy beliefs, now in the news they're talking about white supremacy and how important that is, or how big it is of an issue in terms of prejudice in the world. Mm. These crazy beliefs doesn't come from the authentic knowing of who we are. It's not connected to our essence. That's programming. Now, whether this guy was programmed from his parents, from his culture, from just getting online and having his
and
feelings,
feeling a connection to someone else that's talking crazy.
So again, we've talked about this before, but as we push aside our feelings, when they do come up, they're amplified 10 times, 20 times, 100 times.
And use the example of hating others for their skin color, for
their religion.
Their religion, for
their gender.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So where they come from.
All those things are programming. Exactly. We don't, you know, kids don't believe that, those things. And if our self-knowledge, our essence, which is our self-knowledge, comes from a knowing of our essence.
Mm-hmm.
That we wouldn't have those beliefs, because we'd say right off the bat, oh, that doesn't make sense.
Yes.
You know?
That doesn't feel right to me.
You're right. If someone said, oh, yeah, Muslims are terrorists, people would say, oh, that doesn't seem right. What?
Okay.
What do you mean? You know, that person was a terrorist, but that person's my neighbor. And
I don't see him being a terrorist, yeah, but he's from that religion.
Yeah, it would be.
Or he's that color.
That connection to our essence is connected to a knowing,
right,
that we don't have anymore. Mm-hmm. I call it, you know, our human instincts have been suppressed.
Suppressed,
by programming, yes.
And pushed aside.
See, programming rots you from the inside. It doesn't show.
Wait. You need to say that again, Jason. People do not understand that.
Programming is a form of rot, R-O-T. You know, it diminishes you. It disintegrates you. It mm-hmm. eats away at you like acid does, but it doesn't show on the outside. Mm. It's on the inside.
Okay.
It disconnects you from your essence. It disconnects you from your intuition, which connects you with your essence and a form of truth.
Okay.
And it disconnects you from spiritual forces, God, life force, all mm-hmm. those things. That's all comes from programming. And programming is the root of all types of addictions and dysfunctional behaviors. And programming suppresses human instincts. So, yeah, she's waving at me. She's, you know, because we're almost out of time here. But we're going to keep talking about this in the next segment. I think we can do that.
Okay.
And we'll talk about how self-knowledge, so that's the reverse of programming, which is self-knowledge, how that affects you. But should we go to the key points?
Well, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Good suggestion. Programming rots us from the inside and is responsible for all of our personal challenges.
Hmm.
All the problems of the world come from negative programming and its misuse. So it not only rots you from the inside, it's rotting the world. It's a form of dysfunction in the world.
Okay.
And that self-knowledge is the antidote for all programming. It rebuilds that connection to your authentic self. And that self-knowledge is a source of fulfillment for all your heart's desires and life objectives.
Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to put it all together and talk about how the pieces work together for self-knowledge. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to put it all together and talk about how the pieces work together for self-knowledge. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, we didn't get to all the information in the first segment, so I would like to go back, if you don't mind, and let's talk about the positive things or things we need to know in our journey, in our quest for self-knowledge.
Well, and we talked about how programming rots you from the inside.
Right.
And it creates these, creates the circumstances for the cheating scandal and the hate that was perpetrated on these Muslims when a guy just walked in and shot, killed 50 people, innocent people, just in worship. Self-knowledge is the antidote for programming. So we talk about programming all the time. The antidote to programming is self-knowledge. That's how you, the rot that we talk about, that's how you start to build it up again from the inside.
Okay.
Because self-knowledge builds you up from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
It builds confidence, wisdom, true knowing, and good behavior.
Mm.
When you know yourself, you know how you're supposed to act for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you do. It's easy. It's natural. It comes instinctively. Self-knowledge is the antidote for bad relationships, because if you had that, you would naturally avoid bad relationships.
Okay.
Self-knowledge is the antidote for problems with work, money, and bad career choices.
Mm-hmm.
Who hasn't had problems with that? That's the antidote. And self-knowledge would make everyone healthier, because self-knowledge is actually can create a map back to health. So if you have a backache, Kyler was telling us about allergies, or something more severe like cancer, heart disease.
Right.
The way back to health is through self-knowledge, because instinctively you know what you need to do to heal.
And how do you get self-knowledge, Jason?
You get it through the ecosystem approach.
Absolutely.
The ecosystem approach that we designed is all about helping you with self-knowledge and reconnecting you with essence, your essence.
Okay. So since we're starting to put it all together, the pieces of self-knowledge, Jason, let's give them a little bit more information and help everyone understand a little bit more.
In order to understand where it started, okay, we have to understand the 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk about the 80%, this was when I first started doing this work. This is a discovery that I made and Patricia validated with me in terms of our work as we did this together over, it's been over 20 years now. And we saw that 80% of everybody that we looked at, 80% of their essence was covered with negative energy.
Hmm.
Well, most people don't know what that means, because we've been programmed.
Right.
And self-knowledge isn't really important, and your essence really isn't important. So, what the heck? so it's covered up. What does that mean?
Okay.
Well, what it means is that if it wasn't for that negative energy attached to your essence,
right,
you would know who you were. You would have self-knowledge naturally, instinctively.
And you could manage the world a whole lot easier, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. So I see that you have like four pieces or four things that you're going to connect here for us.
These are the pieces to, of course, the ecosystem approach. Mm-hmm. But this is the third part of our third part series. I'm on self-knowledge, and we've been talking about it. And if you haven't listened to the other two, please go back and listen. It'll give you a framework.
Okay.
But, you know, there's been four pieces that I've identified, and that these all are encompassed with the ecosystem approach.
Mm-hmm.
So the first piece is clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. It's clearing that is the way to start to remove the 80%.
Okay.
You can't remove it any other way. The clearing creates clarity about who you are.
And by the way, Jason and I looked around to see, was there somebody out there? Was there something out there that would help us understand about this 80%? And I have to tell you, nobody has a clue.
You know, and it's not that we made an exhaustive search of other people doing this type of work. So if there's someone out there that sees this in a similar way,
hey, then we'd love to hear from you.
And we appreciate it, okay?
Yes.
It's not trying to slam anybody else.
No.
But a lot of the ideas that are out there as people think about growing and developing and connecting with their essence, they don't factor in the 80%.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost makes it impossible to be effective unless you understand that that's where you're starting from.
Mm-hmm.
So the clearing is the way that's we use to clear constantly, consistently, and specifically. And we use, this is the second piece, a move, clear, meditate approach, which is, Patricia, one of these days we're going to do a Facebook Live, and we're going to show you some of the moves that Patricia's created that help you clear and move at the same time,
mm-hmm.
helps you clear and exercise at the same time, helps you clear while you're walking down to the train station in the morning or to the bus stop.
Okay.
It helps you, you know, when you're taking a shower, when you're making a meal, you can move and clear at the same time. Clearing is just that which we do at the end of this show.
It's simple.
It's simple. You can do it while you're driving. You can do it while you're doing something else. You can do it while you're doing all sorts of other things.
And you can do it while you're sitting and being quiet.
And it's your go-to when you're struggling with the negative emotions.
Exactly.
And then meditations are kind of, everybody's got a meditation, but ours are really special because not only do we help you ground yourself, become more relaxed, feel better, but we also have it, all of our meditations are embedded with clearings with specific topics.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do a meditation to help you with confidence, relationships, money, all the things that you normally think about. So clearing is the big part of this. The Move, Clear, Meditate approach is what we use. The Enneagram, which we talked about four shows back, we had a two-part series in the Enneagram, is a tool to identify the negative energy in your essence. The Enneagram helps you identify that 80%. But here's the rub, okay? Without clearing, the Enneagram doesn't work. Without the Move, Clear, Meditate approach, it's just one more personality type that you can put on the shelf.
Right, right.
The last part is what we talked about last time, which is the natal chart in astrology. And we just use the sun and the moon. And it helps you see how you are authentically.
Right.
Now, if you go back to that 80%, I want to. One of my clients was telling me this the other day, and it was very profound.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that he thought he was quiet and shy, and that was just who he was. That was his Enneagram type. And then he started to look at his astrology and said, "Oh my gosh, this astrology doesn't match up with someone who's quiet and shy." So the reason I'm quiet and shy must be this negative energy. And he's been clearing for a long time. And I think he can see.
He got it.
The difference. So that as he removes that negative area, negative energy, mm-hmm. all of a sudden there's a different person under there.
Exactly.
And that's true self-knowledge. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you put all these pieces together.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Jason, it would be really great if you could tell everyone how the Enneagram covers up the astrology.
The Enneagram, again, as we talked about this before, but it's a way of what's so powerful about the Enneagram is it represents the negative energy attached to you that isn't you.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates personality compulsions that aren't good or bad, but they're out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
So each type on the Enneagram has a form of unbalance that can be cleared away with clearing.
Okay.
You know, I've seen a lot of techniques to try and affect your Enneagram type that, because we can see energy, they don't work because the energy's not going. We can see it.
All right. So do me a favor, Jason. Let's tell me what the newsletter bonus is for this week.
If you want more self-knowledge, we've created a system. It's all free. All you have to do is go to our website and sign up for our newsletter, and you get clearings every week.
Okay.
And if you're going to start out, we're going to talk about this next segment, just start doing clearing. It doesn't matter where. You don't have to have any sophisticated plan. You can just start doing it, and it'll help you. And the ecosystem approach was designed to guide you along the way. But to start out, just sign up for a newsletter. Go to our website at www.livinglighter.org. And all we ask for is your name and email address. And it's free.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The beginning of self-knowledge comes from an understanding that the 80% exists. Mm. The 80% negative energy exists. It's connected to your essence.
Okay.
Without seeing the 80%, other self-knowledge approaches can't work. Mm. Without acknowledging this 80%, they're not working with the same reality.
Okay.
Clearing the negative energy allows insights into make the Enneagram and astrology work. If you just go and start using the Enneagram and astrology for self-insight, it's not going to work because you need to do the clearing. It's a holistic approach.
Love it.
Of course, the ecosystem approach is a holistic one, mm-hmm, and is the best avenue to self-knowledge.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about creating a bridge to self-knowledge and more about that process. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about how to get started with self-knowledge and more about the process. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, how do I create a bridge? How do I get started?
Okay. As you all know, we don't do formulas or 10 easy steps, but here are some general guidelines. Mm-hmm. First of all, understand that we've all been programmed, and we've all been programmed all our life. You won't be able to, nor should you try and quit all programming. It would be extremely stressful. We live in a programming world.
Right.
You may have to, again, if you understand that it's rotting you from the inside, you don't have to program yourself, but you will go to work or you'll go to school, and the expectation that you'll program yourself to get a certain result. You know, you can't just quit that all of a sudden.
Right.
But little by little really works here.
Well, and you know, I have to say that is exactly how I started. Jason used me as a guinea pig.
It wasn't as bad as it sounds, but yes.
He used me as a guinea pig when I met him a few years ago. Oh, well, it was more than a few years ago, but he saw how angry I was, and I had in my mind, I had lots of reasons to be angry about this, that, or the other thing, and so that made it okay in my mind that I could be angry. Well, the truth was, it didn't serve me or anyone around me at all. And so when I started doing the clearing, I have to tell you, it for lack of a better way to say it, it blew me away, because the energies I had been surrounded by and coveted with all of my life started leaving. Now, I'm not saying everything was hunky-dory all the time. I'm saying that it made a difference, and I could start to see a difference. It was like you wash one side of a window that you couldn't see through, but then one part of that window, one little spot of that window got washed, and I could actually see through to have some clarity about my life. It was amazing. I was in awe of what I was feeling and what people saw in me. That was amazing.
We say this in every show, that human beings need to be uncovered instead
of
programmed.
Right, good.
And the clearing is part of that uncovering.
Yes.
And that's what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so simple, because, you know, you can almost start any place. It doesn't matter where you start. You can start wherever you want.
Well, you know, I'm going to give an example of the self-knowledge about that. Let's use the beginning of when I first started and I could see through the window finally. You know, it was like just a little peephole, but I could see. And I could see my reasons for being angry, also my reasons for holding on to the anger, but I could also see that in my life, it wasn't important, or it didn't matter, or I didn't need to hold a grudge about this, that, or the other thing, because it was hurting me the most. I didn't need that. And I was having health issues when I first met Jason. Well, now I don't have those health issues anymore.
And they were connected to negative energy, which
Absolutely.
Of course we see all the time. But mm-hmm. all we did was do clearing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Enneagram helped you with a path mm-hmm. for that. But it was, I guess the point that you really need to make is that we've been doing this,
20 years
and together, individually, mm-hmm. With clients. And at this perspective, we see how much negative energy is still attached to our essence.
Right. And I can say still attached to me. But the thing that is the most amazing is now I can actually see it. I can feel it. And I can go, I can choose. Do I want that negative energy or do I want to get rid of it?
People that know us know that we're completely different from where we were. I mean, yeah. It's a transformation.
Right.
But we're not stopped. We're not done. And I just want people to understand so I can manage your expectations is that most people, even if they start, let's say you know, we have a couple parents who just had babies in there. We've been clearing with their babies. If those babies continue to clear for the rest of their life, they still might not get through all 80%. That's how dysfunctional the world is right now.
Right.
But, you know, oh my gosh, if we had a critical mass of people starting to clear away that 80%, the world would shift.
Well, and you know, I know everyone's heard this cliche before. Life is a journey. It's not a destination. It is a journey. Well, that's true. But also the clearing is a journey. And I wake up every single day thinking to myself, what are my challenges today? And how can I clear? What can I clear to get through them? Because life happens, everyone. It just does.
We look at people around us and they're tired and they're, you know, even if they're not real bitter, they're just dull. They're just dumb. They're worn out. And Patricia and I get up and say, oh my gosh, what can we do today? we got 20 things on the list and we only have time for two or three of them.
Right.
There's so much we want to do, with so much we want to accomplish, so many people we want to help. And it's because that authentic part of us, that our essence.
Yes.
That's what we came here to do. That's our self-knowledge, knowing that our purpose for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here's the other thing that I want to do to help manage people's expectations.
Okay.
That negative energy attached to our essence has a personality. And for, you know, we can talk about how that works in some other way.
What do you mean by that, Jason?
It doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, it sure doesn't.
And it's very similar, that negative energy could be very similar to the energy that's attached to cancer cells, for example.
Mm.
You know, if you know anything about cancer, it continues to, it's like a parasite. It continues to invade the body until it kills the host. It's feeding off the body.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the host dies, it dies too.
Right.
But which you think doesn't make sense because this negative energy wants to live, but it certainly wants to be attached to you.
Right.
And as you start to clear it away, there will be some resistance. Now, the reason we created the ecosystem approach is so we can help you through that and guide people and be support while you're going through this process. But it's an amazing process. I just wanted to manage your expectations so you know.
Well, and the self-discovery is so enlightening. That's the word I want to use. It's enlightening for everyone that's doing it because they think they know themselves. And then we start uncovering things and getting rid of that negative energy. And it's the most, it's awesome because you start, there's things you've known about yourself. And then you actually figure out how to either do them, accept them, or get rid of them.
Yes.
It's truly, truly, truly amazing.
You start to know, like the example I told you about last time, what's really there? Am I a really shy person? Is that just who I am? Or is that just negative energy that's attached to me? I'm not shy at all, you know? The key points.
All right, Jason. Wait, that's my line.
Oh, okay.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment, dear?
Your starting point is the 80%. That's attached to your essence that covers up, that is covering your essence with negative energy.
Okay.
That making or creating goals and objectives is programming and it doesn't apply to self-knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So don't create goals to have complete self-knowledge in 30 days or less. You're going to just make yourself crazy.
Right.
The best first step to practice is just taking a clearing approach to your negative feelings and moods.
That you're in that moment.
And the best way to do that is sign up for our newsletter.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Okay.
The ecosystem takes time to change and adapt to new environments. So give yourself time, because your ecosystem of you that includes this negative energy will take time to help your ecosystem normalize.
And you know, I just want to say one thing. People who think they don't have time to do the clearing, I have to tell you, that thinking, that energy is exactly what we're talking about. Because when you take the time, it happens. It's amazing. So, Jason, how do we do energy work?
So to do clearing, all you have to do, there's no special posture you have to do, just use your imagination. When we say and to eliminate, gather up all those feelings, beliefs, or whatever they are, and throw them in your mind's eye, in your imagination, into a trash can.
Okay.
We own the trash can, we'll empty it, don't worry about that, and we'll just go on to the next motion.
Okay, and then after we do that, we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And we're going to reverse that process, so to speak. We're going to have it come in through the top of your head, go all the way down your torso, your arms, your legs. When it reaches your toes, turn it around. When you blow out when you take a breath and then blow out, meaning sounds like this, take and remove any more negative energy that could be just kind of hanging around in that body of yours. So remember, we're all very intricate in who we are. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you remove some of that negative energy so that you can begin to understand yourself better. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Right now, we're going to help you remove some of those negative energies that are keeping you from understanding you, meaning so that you can have more self-knowledge about you and get started on the ecosystem approach. So, Jason, take it away.
Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see myself more clearly. Pick up all those veils and illusions. Gather them up all the way through your body. Blow them into the trash can.
And to eliminate all the veils and illusions so I can see that all of this would be so simple if I wasn't already programmed. So I release and let go a part of the programming right now so I can have some clarity. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions around programming so I can see the rules that governs my behavior that may not be from me, but may be from being programmed. Take a breath.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the hate and the hurt that I'm stuck in because of programming. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can understand myself and my authentic self, which takes me to my own self-knowledge. Take a breath.
And you know, I need to say this. Our authentic self really wants us to connect with it so that it can do, so we can do together what we came here to do.
It feels like when, you know, Patricia scratches the back of my ear, it's like, ah, you know, it's that feeling.
Right.
Because your authentic self has been pushed aside, pushed in the closet,
pushed down, numbed kick, out. And yes. Numbed. Yes, exactly.
So when you start clearing away this stuff, it goes, ah.
So, and to eliminate all of the unworthiness I'm holding on to that's keeping me stuck in the programming. Take a breath. And to eliminate all the neediness I have to be something that I'm not because of the programming. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any anger, resentment, and bitterness that I have that keeps me from seeing myself authentically. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any guilt and shame of myself that is connected to now and my past. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can focus on clearing to uncover myself and have greater self-knowledge.
Love it.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate anything and everything that's keeping me from one clue, one acknowledgement, one piece of understanding that self-knowledge is one of the most important things I can ever do for me. And how I get there is through the ecosystem approach by clearing it. Take a breath. Should I activate some life force, Jason?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a breath. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Turn it around, blow it out. And to activate life force so I can have the strength
to have the hope that I can love myself enough to uncover who I am and figure out who that is. Take a breath. That, by the way, is self-knowledge.
And to activate life force so that I can have the patience to uncover myself for greater self-knowledge.
Ooh, good one. And to activate life force so I can have the courage to uncover myself for greater self-knowledge. Take a breath. Pull in that, right, that life force energy right in through the top of my head and yours. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Slow. Let it go all the way down your body. Let it go to your toes. No, turn that energy around and have it remove negative energy in that outgoing breath. In that exhale. So, and to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful, happy, healthy, productive, and even focused on what it is I need today so I can remove any negative energies that are keeping me from self-knowledge. Take a breath. In through the top of your head. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about this discovery of the 80% negative energy in your essence. Mm. It's worth a whole show. It's a big deal. It'll turn some of your ideas about how the universe works, how we work as energetic beings. It'll turn it on its head. So be sure and listen into this one. I'm sure you'll find it very interesting.
Well, and Jason, you're saying that I'm not a robot and that I am an energetic being?
That, yes. I mean, the root of our existence is our essence. And everything flows from that, including our DNA. So we think of a lot of things that we think about in life come from a false belief that don't include our essence or have a perverse view of what our essence is and how it works.
And one of the other things that I absolutely love about understanding this 80% is that it really helps me with clarity and has helped me with clarity about what my purpose or purposes are in life. Wow, what a concept. So this is going to be a pretty good show. If you get some part of the importance of self-knowledge that happens with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
If you really want a better life and make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life, you have to sign up for our newsletter. You can do it right now. Go to our website, www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and email address. Sign up for the newsletter because every week we send out a newsletter that has clearings in it. Now, a lot of our clients tell us that they take those clearings and use those clearings for whenever they have a spare minute or two, they pull out their smartphone, look at the clearings and start doing them right, you know, wherever.
Well, and the other thing that they do with them is if they're struggling with something, they pull out the clearings and just take that moment, 1 minute of clearing will make a difference in your life. A positive difference, by the way.
So if you want to make some comments, you can send us a note at our email address, which is Jason and Patricia. That's all one word, J-A-S-O-N-A-N-D-P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A at livinglighter.org. If you have show suggestions, we'd be happy to consider those. If you have questions, comments, tell us how you've been using the newsletter, how you've been using our show to make your life a little bit better. And we'd love to hear from you.
And the other thing is this just a little reminder, clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, do it once a day until we meet again, which will be next Monday. If you got a benefit today and had some fun, go like us on Facebook. Jason loves those likes on Facebook.
Every week I do a little blurb about the next show and why it's important. So you'll get that if you like us or want to follow us. We appreciate that. So go do that if you would.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.